I want to thank you, Pastor Terry Angel, for allowing me to come. I was longing to come to this place. When I came here yesterday, my heart was just rejoiced. And when I saw the new buildings and beautiful facilities, and I was so happy. Because I was praying for you all, because, you know, I'll pray all the churches preaching the gospel in this country to grow and grow and grow. So that way you can support us more. That's the key, right? So I really appreciate Brother Terry for Pastor Terry for supporting our ministry before I came and present the work, that this church began to support me. And also during the tsunami time, that you all so kind enough and gracious enough to send money for to help our people in India. Really appreciate. Thank you for that. And always you are in our hearts and praying for you. And every month we get a check from you that to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people of India. And I cannot take my people, or I cannot take each and every one of you to India to show all the people got saved because of you. But I guarantee you, one day I will introduce each and every soul to you. I guarantee you, make sure every soul will come and shake your hand in heaven. That's the hope we have. So I'm looking forward to have that chance to introduce my people to you. And I really enjoy. Thank you for the room for me to stay. Thank you for your food. If I stay around here with here, I'll go with 450 pounds in a week. So I don't want to stay here. I'm going. So thank you so much, everything you are doing. So you are Pastor Terry is a wonderful host, and you all are so great people, good people. I really enjoy. And I'm going to ask Jesus to build me a home nearby his home so he can buy me shrimp every day. Shrimp fish, you know, I'm going to ask Jesus to build me a home in heaven next to his door so we can go out and eat shrimp every day. Right, preacher?
Yep.
So if you have a Bible, please turn your Bible. Matthew chapter 5, Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee and praise Thee for this time. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful church. Thank You for this pastor. Lord, as I preach to them this evening, Lord, help me. Lord, use me. Give me words to speak to them. Someone is in this room, if they don't know Jesus as their personal Savior, Lord, please help us to present the gospel. Lord, help them go with Jesus Christ from this place. Lord, please, please help us. Ask in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. We born again people, Christians, are salt of the earth. The salt is one of the things that people never pay much attention. But every home, they have a salt. And if there is no salt, the food won't be good. Won't be tasty. That means you may have everything in your home. You may have money. You may have all kind of wealthy. But if you don't have Christ, love of Christ in your life, you are empty. People may think Christians are cheap. People may think people don't know how to have a good life. People think Christians don't know how to live. Let me tell you, to live a Christian life is a wonderful life. You don't have to scare to anybody. When you watch a television, when somebody walk into your room, you don't have to turn it off. If you are a real Christian watching a right thing. If you are doing something on your computer, when somebody is walking to your room, office, you don't have to turn it down. Because you are doing the right thing. So, we don't have to hide nothing. The people say, they don't know how to live. Somebody asked me one time, nothing wrong to smoke. Nothing wrong drinking. It's all part of the life. Then I said, okay, prepare him a meal. Bring all your children, small children, big children, everybody. And after eat, give them everybody a beer, whiskey. Give them a cigar so they can smoke. No. I won't do it to my children. Listen. If you are not doing to your children, you are God's children. God also don't like you to use it. So if you are careful to raise your child not to smoke, not to drink, who you are to instead of God? We are God's children. We are the salt of the earth. We must give taste. Faith Baptist Church, you are the salt. You are giving a joyous salvation to India, around the world, by involving the missions. You know, we were affected with the tsunami. I am in the coastal area. From my churches, we lost 200 people. We lost 3 church buildings. But there are people. They prayed for us. They helped us. You are one. You helped us. I really appreciate. And you brought joy of salvation to so many people's life. How you brought? Because you sent your money to India with $35 with monthly support, we can go, I can put a preacher boy in the mission field, he can preach the gospel 7 days, and he can preach door knocking and every day, and telling about the wonderful salvation of Jesus Christ. What is the wonderful salvation of Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ came to the world, he died for us on the cross of Calvary, on third day he rose again. That's a message we can preach to. Under heaven upon earth, there is no other called God. They never came to the world and they died. They rose again. Only my Jesus Christ, he came to the world and he died. On the third day, he rose again. After he rose again, he proved his hand and he proved his body to 500 people. See me. That is my Jesus. How you know? We got 500 witnesses. How many witnesses you need in your court to prove something is true? 2 or 3. you got 500. If you ask more than that, you are in trouble, buddy. You are in trouble if you are more witness. If you are asking more witness, even Jesus comes and preaches to you, you won't accept it either. I praise God. And He promised He's going to come back. He's going to come back. What a promise. You know, 3-4 weeks ago, I talked to Pastor Terry. He said, Justus, I'm going to Pittsburgh. And I have somebody who will come and pick you from Hammond. Then 3-4 days before I came, then I called him and he said, Justus, I'll be there to get you. Then he told me he's going to send somebody, then I'm happy. Then he said, I'll be coming there and get you. I was rejoicing in my heart. So Jesus said, He didn't say that I will send somebody to get you. He said, I will come and receive you. Amen. That shows love. That shows love. That's the God Jesus we are preaching. That God, that Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You know what is good for? Salt is good for? Salt gives taste. We must give the taste of love of Christ to the people. Yesterday evening we went for soul winning. We have several men came. I heard the morning, the ladies came. Share the love of Christ to some people. God is not going to ask you how many lost soul you win to Christ. He's going to ask you how much faithful you were in soul winning. Are you faithful? Some of you say, I went to the church for the soul winning. I knocked door. Nobody got saved. Hudson Taylor went to Burma. He know how many people he won to Christ? One. In their time, he won one soul to Christ. But he came back to London. He wrote his life history. You know how many hundreds and thousands of people got saved by reading his life history? God's word never go wild. Never goes wild. See, the state I live called Tamil Nadu in India, we have 130 million people speak my language, and India, Singapore, Sri Lanka, and Malaysia. The state of Tamil Nadu, we have over 90 million people speak my language. We have over 24,000 villages. Among the 24,000 villages, there is not other Bible-believing Baptist churches other than our churches. They have churches. Not Bible-believing churches. So we need to take the taste of salvation, what Jesus did to me, I have to take it to every village. I know you have a part in that. We have a school. In our school, we teach Bible 1 hour every day. Every month we teach a Bible history, a Bible story. When they come to the 10th grade, they know most of the Bible stories. We have a lot of parents. They come and taught and preach to them
from the Bible. But the Hindu parents, they send their kids to our school because we have family values there. We have value of dress standards. We have value of life. And we have value of teaching. You know, over 5,000 parents came to know the Lord Jesus Christ through our school ministry. Thousands of children came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. God is good. We must give the taste of love to the people. Are you the salt? Are you the salt? Are you giving the taste of love of Christ to your community? To your neighbor? Are you taking your time and telling about Jesus Christ? Last year, we passed out 10 million tracts through our ministry. We started 380 churches every Sunday last month of August. I didn't get the report in September. 227,000 people came every Sunday. We pass out 10 million tracts. I am praying, I want to put a Gospel of John in every home in my state. I want to give a New Testament to every born again Christian. I want to give a Bible to every baptized person through our ministry. And I was talking to Pastor Angel. Next 10 years, I am praying God to give 2,000 churches. Oh, that's too much. In 1983, I prayed to God. God, give me one church. Lord, please help me to start one church. You know what happened? God gave me one church. Then when I started one church, I said, God, give me five church. God gave me five church. Then when I started five churches, then I said, God, give me 10 churches. He gave me 10 churches. Then after I started 10 churches, I said, Lord, in my lifetime, will you give me 50 church? He gave me 50 church. When I started 50 church, I said, God, give me 100 church. He gave me 100 church. When I started 100 church, I said, Lord, will you help me to start 250 churches? He gave me 250 church. When I start 250 church, I said, Lord, will you give me 500 churches? Then God so far gave me 380 churches to start. Some of you say, oh, you are a third person, you'll never be satisfied. I am. I'll never be satisfied unless I reach the lost soul for Christ. I'll never be satisfied. I want to do more. I want to reach the lost soul to Christ. I was telling yesterday about the soul winning. We are in a mission of 911. Emergency worker. There are people every day, every minute, they are dying and they are going to hell without hearing the gospel one time in their lifetime. We need to rush there, rescue them just before they drop into the hell. We have a great work to do. You are the salt. By giving a taste, we can do it. Then, the salt preserve thing. The salt give taste. The salt preserve thing. See, in my country, in my where I live, if the electricity goes off, it goes off for 3 days, never comes. So that means if you have a refrigerator, you can use as a case, you can stack your clothes. Not food there. Not food ice cream. You can put your clothes there. So, our people, what they do is, we have fish, they preserve fish. They put salt, they put the patch of fish. Again, they take a salt, put it, then again put the food. The same way they do mangoes, pickles, everything, they do the same thing, preserve things. They stay a long time. So they can use it again. So we are, as a salt, preserve people's life, not going to hell. Not perish. So we are the salt of the earth, so people won't perish and go to hell. What a great job we have. What a great job. Are you the salt? Are you acting as a salt to preserve people? Not next door? And I was talking to the pastor yesterday. He was fasting for next Sunday to have 1,000 people. He has a burden. So he wanted to see 1,000 people. So he wanted to see some people will get saved that day. How many of you are also going to join between today and next Saturday to reach the goal by fasting and praying with him? We can reach it with our prayer. And when we pray, fast and pray, and when we ask God, and I guarantee you, our God will give us. We started 380 churches, and I go around the villages and town, then I see a places, and I said, Lord, I'd like to start a church here. Inside me, I'll say, no, it's impossible. But I'll say, Lord, you promised to Abraham, wherever you go, what are the land you step in, I will give you that property. Lord, will you give me this place so I can start a church? Always God did. Always God did. Now we have a school with 900 children. In that property, a man said, he never gave that property to me. He said, any reason I won't sell this property to that preacher. And I go to that place, evening 10 o'clock, and I said, Lord, please give me this property. Lord, please give me this property. I begin to pray. I go to that property once in a month. Still it was belongs to him. And pray, Lord, I need this property to build my school. And finally, he sent somebody. He's interested to buy my property. And I said, no. I want it, you know. If I say yes, the price will go up. I said, no. No, still, you know, I got some Indian blood in me. But inside I need it. Then brought the price down, I bought it. Now we have a God, and if we pray, it will happen. Our God is not a statue. Our God is not a creature. Our God is a living God. He has eye to see. He has mouth to speak. He has ear to hear our problems. That's the God I am serving. And we have an orphanage. If anybody wants to support an orphanage, orphan child, we got some orphan child to support. We took them from the tsunami. They lost the parents. We have photographs. We have school children, $50. This is $16 for a month. We have $50 for a child. You can send a child to school for one full year. And, you know, they lost everything. So we take them and we give them education. And if you want to support anybody, please let me know after the meeting. So, you know, we must ask God and He will give us. Because our God, He knows our need. But at the same time, let me tell you, He's not going to give you what you want. He will meet your needs. Sometimes we want so many things, but you have to know that God will meet our needs. He's meeting my needs. When I came to this country in 1984, I came with the $200 bills. So I came the first time, they gave me $200, then the first day, they took me to the picnic, they gave me a hot dog. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Man, I am in the wrong place. So in India, if somebody gives something, you have to eat it. Even if it is a dog meat or cobra meat, anything, you have to eat it. I don't want to eat that dog meat. Hot dog. I put the dog meat in my packet. I put the hot dog in my packet because I don't want them to, you know. That's the way I came to this country in 1984. Still, it is a dog meat to me, a hot dog. So then, Dr. Richard White, his wife, she was watching me everything. And she came to me after 30 minutes. She said, Justus, you need the hot dog. How she knows? She was watching me. You know what? When you do some wrong, you think nobody is seeing it. People are watching you. Your children are watching you. Be careful. When you watch filthy movie, your children are watching you. When you do something, bad thing in your internet, your children are watching you. Then, okay, I didn't hear it. What? You don't want the hot dog? Well, in India, I won't eat hot dog meat. No, 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 this is not a hot dog. Dog meat. Okay. Then, okay, would you like to have something else? Hamburgers? I don't know what is hamburgers. Okay. I'm from a village. Village. Village means village. So would you like to drink something? What? We have water, Coca-Cola, root beer. Beer? You crazy Christians drink beer? No. How is Coca-Cola taste like? It's like a root beer. No, 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 I don't know. I drink water. I don't know why they put the name root beer to the, you know. That's the way I came. But God, He saw my heart. And I traveled in this country by faith. From Los Angeles to Long Island. From Buffalo, New York, to Bradenton, Florida. I traveled everywhere. In 6 months, I went with cash. That time, $5,000 cash to start the work. If God can use me, don't you think God can use you? In the Bible, There is a man called Zacchaeus. He wants to see Jesus one time. He doesn't want to talk to Jesus. He just wants to see Jesus one time. He doesn't want Jesus to see him. He ran and climbed on top of the tree and covered himself with the leaves. Like some of us, we cover ourselves with the religious. We cover ourselves named Christianity. Don't want to identify ourselves Christians. Born again Christian. He hid himself. And Jesus walked. There was a sudden break. Jesus looked up him. Zacchaeus, come down right now. I'm going to stay in your house. You can see me as much as possible. See me the whole night. You and me, if we have small intention to live for Christ, serve for Christ, He will make it possible bigger. Because He promised. He promised. He did. He's doing to me. And I'm praying for 2,000 churches to start in the next 10 years. I don't know. You ask preacher, yesterday somebody came to me and he said, just as I will support you 25 pastors from January to start 25 more churches. You know, God is opening the door. God, you know, if you have an intention to, faithful intention to serve Jesus and live for Jesus, He will increase. And we were able to lead over 1 million people to Christ in India. I was able to baptize, we were able to baptize over 98,000 people. I personally baptized over 62,000. Just before I came, I baptized some people in a lake. Because some Americans came from Florida, came in August. We went for baptism in the water pond, about 150 water buffalo. The water is like this, not muddy, buffalo dung. It was not water, it was like a gravy. If I put in your table, you may not know it. Then I said, if you are not baptizing, I am going to do it. I saw on the bank side, fish died and they are there. You know, to me, I am an Indian, it would bother me. I have to admit that, you know. In India, we have cockroach, we have spider, everything, we have to live with that, you know. So I went to baptize people. Then inside I thought, I had to drive another 6 hours with these three Americans. It is going to be stink, smell. I don't know what to do. As I came out, I was praying. I saw about a mile away, somebody was pumping some water for their agricultural rice paddy. Then I said to one of my guys, go and ask him if he gives some water so I can wash myself. He said, yeah, come, will you come and take the shower, everything, clean up? I said, okay, praise God. So I was able to clean myself. Then, you know, my Jeep won't smell, the guy, you know, people are riding with me, they won't. So that's the situation we are living. But we are ready. I'm ready to take the gospel anywhere, any moment, any circumstance. Because we have to pursue life. We are a salt as a fertilizer. I am a farmer. I belong to the farmer caste in India. We have a lot of caste system. So, when you plant tapioca, coconut, you put salt on the soil. When you put salt on the soil get loose, the root will go deep, get the minerals and water. So you are the salt. Young Christians to grow. Young Christians to grow. Are you the salt? Then you are the light of the world. Bible says, you are the light of the world. We have to take the gospel of Jesus Christ. When the tsunami came to India, about 3 weeks, I was in the coastal area. Here we have some churches in that area. We are digging bodies. The dogs were smelling and showing the bodies. We walked, hands stick on the sand. We were walking one day, it was smelling, we didn't see anybody. We looked up, but 50 feet high on a coconut tree, top of the coconut tree, there was a body sitting. And 3 weeks, we couldn't be able to eat. We couldn't be able to eat anything, nothing. Because, you know, when every time you go and sit somewhere and eat, feel, you don't smell my hand that time, but you feel like you're smelling something. You know how many hundreds and thousands of people, they died, they, without knowing Jesus Christ. Just think about it. Just think about it. We are in the emergency need to reach people. People are dying. We are traveling towards hell. It is our duty to reach them. You are the light of the world. Faith Baptist Church, you are the light. We are not the light of the world. You are. Every time you put your money in an offering plate to work up this church, every time you put the money for the missions, you are buying the oil so we can shine. Take the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe in local church. I believe in local church tithing. Even though I preach on TV, still I believe in local church. Because Bible clearly teaching us all the tithe and offering should come to the storehouse, which is your local church. The reason I am saying, we get about 6,000 pieces of mail every month through our TV and radio ministry. And every time people send us some money or letter, we have only one letter every month on the computer. And only change the name. We don't know who is that. When you send money for that TV evangelism or radio evangelism, they don't know who you are. But the local church pastor is a person, come and sit beside your bed and cry with you, laugh with you, and pray with you. That's the local church. That's the local church. No, I am giving money to God. Well, you may be giving a God, but when you give money to God, there is a proper way. God didn't accept the offering from Cain and Abel. Because he didn't give the money in a proper way. So we need to give our money, our tithe and offering to the local church. That's a proper way. If not, God is going to appreciate you. That you are giving your money to just get fame, or just to get a good name, or just to, you can say, hey, I send money so and so, The Bible says all the tithe and offering should go through the local church. Then only the local church can buy the oil, take the lamp, and so to the world. Jesus is the light of the world.
I want to close with one story. There was a small girl in Scotland. He was a handicapped. He got saved. She got saved. She didn't have much money. Her parents, they never take her to anywhere. But she began to pass out tracts. Then people gave money. She printed more tracts. She passed out tracts. Sent by mail. All over the world. God's people, churches began to send her money for her ministry. Her ministry expand and expand. They have 3 ships right now going around and passing out tracts around the world, preaching the gospel. She was a handicap. Don't you ever think, we are living in a town. I cannot do it. If the handicap, if God can use her, God will use you too. It takes a faith and it takes a decision. Someone is in this room. If you don't know that Jesus, come to that Jesus. Only Jesus Christ came to the world, died for you. Only Jesus Christ came and he shed his precious blood in order to save you. There are so many detergent powder in the world to clean the clothes. If it is a polyester, they have different kind of powder. If it is a cotton, they use different kind of powder. They use different kind of soaps and oil powders to use it, to clean it. But in order to clean the sins of the mankind, his blood of Jesus is applied. And only blood of Jesus. That Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. There's nobody ever said, no God ever said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Only Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. That Jesus is telling, son, will you give me your heart? He's knocking your door. Will you give me your heart so I can come to your heart and live with you? And Jesus is begging to you. He's a creator. But now he's begging and knocking your door to come and stay with you. Do you tell that Jesus, no, I don't want you. Oh, I'm planning to go back to India in December 2nd. I'll be in my home. But I don't know I'll make it or not. My plane may crash. But I know one thing. I'll go to heaven. I'm looking forward to see my children on 2nd of December, which is my birthday. But I don't know I will see my children or not. But if I die, that day I will see my Jesus. Some of you in this room, if you die right today, will you see Jesus? Let us pray, Pastor.
Heads bowed, eyes are closed just for a moment. Do you know that Jesus? There's only one God. His name is Jehovah God. He had one son. His name is Jesus Christ. He gave us one book. It's the Holy Bible. To know Jesus is to know life. Life eternal. Somebody here tonight, Pastor, I'm not saved. I don't know if I died right now, but I'd spend eternity in heaven. And that concerns me. To raise my hand tonight and ask you to pray for me, Pastor Angel, I'm not sure that I'm saved. Or I know I'm not saved according to the Bible. And that concerns me. Would you lift your hand and let me pray for you tonight? Anybody like that from side to side, front to back? I'm not sure that I'm saved. Member or visitor, not sure that I'm saved. Let's pray for you this evening tonight. all the love of Christ. While we wait. Members, we're the light of the world, we're the salt of the earth. We must stay on the front line for the Savior here so that we can continue to support works like Brother Benwell's and others like it around the world. What he said tonight, he's sincere about. He was sincerely joyous to see the new building, to know that the attendance has grown. He's sincerely joyous, not just because it means support for the work in India, but support for the cause of Christ around the world. It's imperative that we stay on the front line. It's imperative that we do what we can here. It's imperative that we work to have a good day even this Sunday. That we stay the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Maybe you've not done anything yet to invite somebody to come Sunday, and God just used the challenge tonight for Brother Benwell to speak to your heart. Pray with us that God will speak to hearts on Sunday. Invite people to come. Let's keep the lights burning brightly at home. The brighter they burn at home, the further they'll shine across the ocean. That's adults and teenagers and everybody. The Lord spoke to your heart tonight. Let's stand together, please.